Talkingdotcom. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Coming up here, can you copyright a hookah? One company tried to do it, and we'll find out what they found out here in moments. Garrett is going to tell us that story here in a little bit. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. There are activists right now from Oklahoma who are facing terrorism hoax charges. Why? They unfurled a banner on the second story in a balcony in a company in Oklahoma. It's an energy, an oil and energy company, Devon Energy, at a protest that was going on their property. Now, presumably, Devon Energy did not want this protest going on their property, but it went on, and during the protest, again, this banner was unfurled. The banner was made with glitter as part of the banner, and the protesters did not adhere the glitter enough to the banner, or they thought it was adhered, but it wasn't, or just, you know, it went wrong. And they said it wasn't their intention to spray glitter down on the crowd or whoever.
And they weren't
was below.
Asked to leave the whole time they were there. They basically.
Well, we don't know that. They did charge somebody with trespass, which suggests that the person knew they were not supposed to be there. So we don't have a minute-by-minute recounting of what exactly transpired. It's certainly possible they were asked to leave. Odds are good that the security for the company did ask them to leave at some point. Whether it was before or after they unfurled the banner is another question. And ultimately irrelevant to whether or not they should be charged with terrorism, because should they be charged with trespass? Okay, if they were told to leave and they didn't leave, that's trespass. Like, that's the classic definition of trespass. If you are in a place where you're not authorized to be, and you know you're not authorized to be there, you're trespassing. So that, to me, would be about the extent of, if anything, what should be done to these people. Maybe pay for the cleanup. You know, if there was some extra time to pay the janitor to come out and vacuum all the glitter up or whatever. But, you know, pay to make things right.
Yeah.
And that should be the end of that.
But they weren't trying to evoke a riot or, you know, do anything violent or intimidating, I don't think.
Well, so they claim. Now, the police are saying the opposite was true and that people were panicking. They were running around and freaking out. And we don't know what, you know, the actual situation was like. The protesters made it sound like it was no big deal, that nobody really even cared or was paying attention. So we go back to Mark. He wanted to talk about the environmental protesters who've been targeted in the United States in recent years. Go ahead with your thoughts, Mark.
Anyway, like what I was saying, the federal government over the past 15 to 20 years has made that probably one of their biggest domestic terrorism cases. I totally don't think that it's terrorism, and I know that there's been some serious property damage done by certain groups. But where I was getting to was when I was an early undergrad, when I was up in northern Utah, I was attending college there, and I got involved in some environmental activism. Since then, I don't participate in that stuff anymore. It mostly had to do with some kind of personal disagreements with the way that those things worked in those groups. But I say from personal experience, I mean, I was never in anything that was large enough to be investigated on a federal level of anything. And there was never anything serious interactions that happened between us and police officers. But, I mean, there was definitely, it definitely attracted attention, even with the small types of things we did. There were a couple times where we would be observed by the police. There was actually one time where they videotaped some stuff that we did. I'm assuming that was to try and identify us or at least get us on record if something else were to happen that they could connect the stuff that we did with maybe.
They've definitely done that to activists up here. I mean, we talk about the Free State Project a lot here on this program, and activists here have been recorded by the police in multiple instances, and we know for a fact that they are gathering information about activists. So, yeah, that's absolutely what they were doing.
Yes, and anyway, the point is that it's been, it does not surprise me, this news story. Just with my own experience and just, you know, knowing about the environmental movement, that this was something that they would bring up and that they would target them with as harsh of what they did. It's definitely been something that the federal government has bearing down on. And like I said before, they're activists who that were never responsible for the death of any human are spending decades of their lives in federal prison under communication lockdowns. They're limited to who they can speak with and how often they can speak with. A lot of them can't have visitors. They're treated essentially like domestic terrorists in many cases.
One reason I could think of why that might be the case, why environmental activists are, you know, punished so much more for their activism, like you're suggesting, might be because a lot of the companies that they're against are crony companies who are working with the government, receiving subsidies or taxpayer money in order to be the biggest company that, you know, makes whatever product they're selling. And so, you know, a lot of times these are very intimate relationships when people get in bed with the government. They have, you know, the force of the military and the police on their side. And so why not use that to protect their private interests if they can?
Well, Allie, the county attorney or the district prosecutor in Oklahoma disagrees with you. According to the activist, they're saying that the episode was evidence of a pro-industry bias in the heart of America's oil and natural gas boom. The activist, one of them, Stevenson, said it sends a message to other activists that the price of dissent is very high. Warner said it's just a reminder of the consolidation of power between the state and private industry. So the activists in this case seem like they agree with you, but the district attorney says differently. He rejects those arguments, saying the information that some company or coalition of companies has trained law enforcement or in some way convinced law enforcement to use terror statutes to go after peaceful protesters, that is just not factual, he said. That is not true in our jurisdiction. We are not under any influence at all from anyone. You believe him, right?
Does it sound believable to me? Because what you just described, it sounds like exactly what has happened. You know, them going after peaceful protesters.
Well, right. Now, is he saying they were peaceful?
If they were asked to, I think that staying on private property when you've been asked to leave is not being peaceful. At the very least, it's being antagonistic.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely don't think it's grounds for terrorism charges. I mean, terrorism sounds like a government word to begin with. It just means something that threatens the government.
It sounds like this was a protest that they want to put the label of potential terrorism or at least terrorism hoax on it just because of the ambiguity of it. They're not saying that anything was at all threatening, but that it was strange and different enough to evoke fear and that it should have evoked fear.
Mark, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
No, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate you sharing your experience. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So I asked, Mark, who's producing the show tonight, had asked on Facebook that Ian and Allie are claiming that glitter bombing is assault. Is sprinkling glitter on people assault? Josiah Alexander responds by saying, legally, yes, it is assault, but that's a pathetic charge. And if you're someone that would, by choice, press charges against someone for this occurrence, you're a total a-hole, and you deserve to have glitter thrown on you.
What if it's your wedding dress was cost you, like, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, and someone glitter bombs you? That's a pretty big loss.
You couldn't just shake it off, huh? I guess the glitter's going to stick to
Have you ever gotten glitter
material.
Stuck on you?
Yeah, I've got it stuck on me, but is dress material going to be the same as skin as far as glitter sticking?
No, I would think, I think it'd be worse, especially if there's like netting and everything, lace.
So Michael Quick says, I don't know, but if someone got that S in my eyes, I'd dry gulch the MF-er.
Yeah, you could scratch a cornea pretty easily with glitter, I would think. I've known people who've gotten, like, seriously injured from, you know, their eyes getting messed up from dirt or whatever. But at the same time, like, you could think of a lot of things which could mess with people. You know, people are allergic to all kinds of things is a good example. Like, it's hard to know sometimes when you're judging, like, how much it affects a person. Does that determine, you know, how...
How they feel?
How bad it is, you know? Like, if... It's a weird thing to try to judge, because if one action, if done to one person, would have, like, no effect...
Could make one person laugh, it could make the other person irate.
Right. So is that how we judge violations of property?
Well, it's certainly how someone would probably judge whether or not they brought a charge. Like, if somebody glitter bombed you and you thought it was funny, you're not going to charge somebody.
Can you rightfully defend yourself against being glitter bombed? I mean, can you push their hand away from you or whatever?
Can you stop the glitter from
getting to you? What's the proportionate response to an attempt to be glitter bombed?
Usually you wouldn't even know it was coming, so you probably wouldn't be able to do it very effectively. More coming up here. You share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology, special green tea extract, and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can take control here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, and that is the ProXPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Perhaps you'd like to contact us on Skype. You can do that. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out that way. You will have to send a contact request first. It will be approved, and it'll be easy for you to connect with us on Skype from that point forward. Bitcoins, they're hot. They're in the news. Lots of people are talking about them. Some people are very afraid. What are Bitcoins? Well, it's a decentralized currency, so there's a reason why the people who are the centralized currency people are very afraid, because Bitcoin cannot be targeted by the state. It cannot be hacked. It is cryptographically secure, and it works. It allows you to transfer money to whomever you like around the world in instants, in just an instant, very, very fast, and you can do it for next to nothing. I mean, a penny for a transaction fee. You can send a transaction for no fee, but it takes it a long time to clear through. So you want it to clear faster, you probably should send a very, very small fee. But it's a fraction. The fees for Bitcoins are a fraction of what you'll pay to do any credit card transaction anytime. So go to cashintocoins.com to get your Bitcoins. If you've got your Bitcoin wallet, and if you don't know how to do that, you can go to weusecoins.com. They've got some good suggestions there. Cashintocoins.com will get you hooked up with Bitcoins, and they do it really affordably. I mean, the rate is very affordable as far as the conversion rate, and you can actually donate some of your fee, I believe half of your fee, to charity, as a matter of fact. Wow. And it's simple. You just go to any of these three types of locations, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, or a credit union with shared branching. But first, you go to cashintocoins.com. You select which bank you're going to go to. They give you the deposit information. You go to the bank. You make the deposit. And then within about a business day, you typically have Bitcoins deposited into your wallet. It's that simple. So go to cashintocoins.com. It's safe, it's fast, it's legal, inexpensive, and customer service is their top priority. Cashintocoins.com. As we go to the phones here and to the fun, in fact, we go to Skype where Jared's on the line. Jared in Michigan.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on last night. You guys brought up the fun topic that comes up in circles every now and then about the metric system versus the English system. And,
sure.
I had a few thoughts on that. A lot of people are very smug about that, especially when they come from a part of the world that uses the metric system. But mm-hmm. does it really matter at the end of the day? I mean, the market's already solved that problem. It's called cell phone apps that can instantly convert kilometers into miles and, you know, meters into feet for those that are mathematically challenged. So I don't see the big deal about it. And I mean, for us here in the U.S., we've used feet our whole life. I mean, I'm almost 6 feet tall. I think of that as 6 feet, not, well, that's 1.7, you know, 96 meters or something. It's just a ridiculous concept. I mean, it works, and that's what we use, and it works in Europe for them to use meters and kilometers. I mean, I don't know about you, but I could tell you roughly how many miles it is from Keene to Boston in miles, but if you asked me in kilometers, I really wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, it would definitely take practice. I mean, if people were to switch over to the metric system, you'd have to get used to it. I had an app on my phone at one time that just refused to show me the temperature outside in Fahrenheit. And so I always had to see it in Celsius, and I would always just think, what does that mean? And, you know, 4 degrees Celsius isn't so bad in comparison to 4 degrees Fahrenheit. So, you know, it was very hard to really grasp it. But I imagine with enough practice, you'd be able to get it.
I have trouble converting, like understanding conversions. So I just really am so used to what is called the English system of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm just really thankful, like the caller is saying, that technology adapts to you. Because when I use, you know, if I use Google Maps, they're going to tell me the distance in miles, not in kilometers.
Too, there's a lot of politics involved in this stuff, too. For example, a lot of people that are smug about the metric system. Well, what about the places in the world that drive on the left side of the road? Not many places around the world do that. In fact, less and less do as years go on.
Really? They're actually changing? You're saying the places where they had driven on the left side of the road, they're changing it to the right side?
Yes. The country of Samoa changed about a year ago.
That's got to be hard to get used to.
They did the same thing that Sweden did back in 1967. They banned driving for a 5-hour period, give or take. That way, there's no cars on the road. It was like 1 in the morning to 6 in the morning on like a Sunday to a Monday, and that was it. But you have to figure, people have to make all those signs again, put them up on the different sides. And also, too, a little known fact is that the other thing that keeps countries from switching over to driving on the right side of the road, I know Ireland considered it in 2008, is because the car makers, they make money off of resetting their assembly line to make vehicles for countries such as Japan, South Africa, England, where they drive on the left side of the road. Mm-hmm. So they would also lose jobs if they all went to driving on the same side of the road also. And that's something that no one really thinks about either.
Hmm. Yeah, I've never driven on the other side of the road, and I imagine it's pretty disorienting.
You've never?
The first time you
tried to pretend like you were in England?
Oh, are you saying you've done it here?
Yeah, you don't, just sneak over there and see what it's like?
Is? No.
It is weird with the car, if the wheel's on the right side of the road. I've done it before. Yeah. But I know if you go to the U.S. Virgin Islands, they do drive on the left side of the road.
Huh.
And because they import the cars from the mainland U.S., they have the cars where you're also seated on the left side. So it's kind of weird.
Wow.
But, yeah, it's just those are just a few random thoughts that people don't really bring up. They just always like to be smug about how their set of numbers is better than the other guy's set of numbers.
Well, right. They do anyway, have a guys, good argument. But thank you for the call, Jared. I appreciate where you're coming from, and it's convenient. We know the system that we use, and so why change it if it works, right?
I'd like to think less mental energy would have been devoted to conversions and calculations had we had a more regular system that here in the United States we're raised on, but it's nothing I try and invest
right.
too much time into.
It's too late, it's been done, the damage has been done. I like the idea of converting to metric, but why bother at this point?
If people can learn to drive on the other side of the street and like convert everything, like imagine making a left turn when you're driving on left. I just, it would all be hard to imagine. And I think that, if some people can do it, then I can learn the metric system. I'd rather be able to know that. So
let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Cliff is listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Hey, Cliff.
Good afternoon.
Cliff, I can barely hear you.
Okay, I'll try to speak up.
All right.
My question is about Bitcoin, but we're going through some chemical poisoning of our water system here. There's about 300,000 people. Local chemical company dumps some crazy stuff in the water and can't use the water out of the local water system.
Is this the news? I thought I heard something on the news about there being warnings that this happened, and I didn't know where it was. I didn't realize it was there.
Yeah, it's in the Charleston, West Virginia area, and you can't use the water for anything except flushing the commode. You can't,
yep, that's what I heard.
Can't wash your clothes, can't take a shower.
Wow. How long has this been going on now?
It started last night, and it's horrible. I mean, people are standing in line to get water to bathe and to cook.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I do think it's definitely awful that, people can't take showers in this water. But I feel like, don't a lot of people buy bottled water anyway in these places where you're not quite sure what's in the water?
I don't know if a lot of people do. If you want to hang on, Cliff, tell us more of your experience here in moments. We'll bring you back. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. If you're in the Charleston, West Virginia area and you want to tell us how this is affecting you, please feel free to do that. More coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything that you want here toll-free. And if you're in the Charleston, West Virginia area and you want to explain to us what it's like where you're having to deal with not being able to drink the water or even shower in water in the area, all you can do with it is flush your toilet at this point because of a chemical spill. We'll get back into that here. Also, take your calls about whatever you want as well. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733, and that is brought to you by ProXPN. Free State Project, also a sponsor of Free Talk Live, our longest-running sponsor of the show, and also the reason why, Allie, you and I are here in New Hampshire. Garrett has the good fortune of living here for pretty much his entire life.
Lucky.
But, you know, and a lot of people in New Hampshire don't realize how good they have it. If you've lived your whole life in New Hampshire and have never actually lived anywhere else, you don't realize that this really is a great place to live. Because, you know, a lot of people that are growing up here are like, I want to get out of New Hampshire. No, you don't want to get out of New
Hampshire. Well, Garrett probably realizes because he's been to a lot of places on tour recently, so I'm sure that he recognizes that, but it's true. A lot of people here don't realize what they have.
Right here.
There's lots of great activist communities all over the country and the world, but New Hampshire is one of the few places where there's such a concentration of people with the same goals.
And that's the point of the Free State Project, is to concentrate activism in one geographic area so people who care about freedom, people like us, people think that you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else. You get those people together in the same place, you can have amazing things happen. We're already seeing it work. It's in the early stages right now. Ali, you and I are early movers. There are about 1,500 people that are here early as part of the Free State Project. The Free State Project has over 15,000 people that are pledged to make the move to New Hampshire. So the idea is to get to 20,000. So we're still working towards that goal. But once we reach that 20,000 mark, there'll then be a five-year window of time in which all 20,000 have to move here to New Hampshire and then proceed to get active in whatever way they think is best. So, Garrett, you do some, you do like a lot of media-related activism. You do your own television show, AKPF number one.
Sure.
And where can folks go to see that, by the way?
YouTube.com/AquaKeen is the best place to check out my local access program.
That's K-E-E-N-E, YouTube.com/AquaKeen.
Yes.
And it's kind of an avant-garde, you know, a little bizarro community program.
Sure.
How would you describe it?
It's very artistic. It's very Creative Commons inspired, using multiple sources as opposed to being pinned down to one theme or idea.
And very appropriate to the kind of the style and the feel of a public access channel.
Sure, definitely. I think it's one of the few programs that's not filmed in the studio.
Yeah, it's all produced on your computer, basically.
Sure. Yeah, all about the city of Keene.
So it's exciting, you know, people doing media. Ali, you've got your show, ALP. It happens Saturday nights. You can go and listen to more of Ali at ALPShow.com. You weren't on last week. You were
unfortunately
working on getting a new job, and maybe you'll be telling your listeners about that at some point. But Ellen came in, and she talked to Jason Repcher.
That's right, and they had a conversation about MK Ultra, which I wasn't even familiar with until, you know, she told me she's doing it for the show. Interesting stuff.
If there's ever a topic that you ladies cover on ALP, you get into it deep, because you basically take 2 hours to talk about that issue.
And a topic which we've talked about on this show before and haven't yet on ALP, we're talking about tomorrow, is smoking/big tobacco, the three big tobacco companies. Mm. So that's what we'll be delving into tomorrow. So tune in.
All right, cool. So you can do that. ALPShow.com. Go and get more Ali there. We go back to your phone calls. Cliff is still with us listening in West Virginia in the Charleston area. Cliff, you're back on Free Talk Live, and I wanted to make sure you had your thoughts out there. Apparently there's some water issues there in town. Hundreds of thousands of people have been affected that can't use the water except for anything but flushing a toilet due to a chemical spill.
That's right. Nine counties, the governor issued a warning, and actually you can do two things with it. You can put out a fire and you can put and flush a commode, but you can't feed it to your pets. You shouldn't drink it. You shouldn't wash your clothes. You shouldn't bathe in it, anything. But we're kind of used to boil water advisories around here. This is a chemical capital of the world around Charleston. I mean, it's the home of Agent Orange, after all.
Wow.
And they've been trying to kill all of us for years and years. But
yeah, I wouldn't be drinking the water regardless of the story.
No, and like that. But I travel around the world. I'm in the oil and gas industry, and I'm used to drinking bottled water. I don't drink anything in anywhere I go.
Well, it does get complicated, though, when you can't even shower in the water.
It does. There'll be a bunch of stinky people around here.
I bet there will. Cliff, anything else you want to share with our audience tonight?
Well, I need to ask you something about the bitcoins, because I'm just beginning to get involved in this, and I see our currency being the world currency's reserve currency is not going to be the dollar for much longer, in my opinion. I'm seeing India and China and Russia buying oil with their currency instead of dollars, which it's been traded since 1941, since it went the world reserve currency went off of the British pound.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to be the world reserve currency much longer, so I'm looking at all options, and precious metals and whatever. But if I put some money into bitcoins every month, is that a viable thing to do, or do you need to buy in chunks at a time? Or
no, I would say that regular purchases of Bitcoins make sense. Johnny Ray, our Tuesday night co-host, puts in 10% of every paycheck into buying Bitcoin. So that level of kind of dedication of financial, I guess, I'm not sure what word I'm looking
Savviness?
For here. That's a good one right there. I guess that is important,
too. I've
been
advised by a few people that are buying the only put in what I can afford to lose.
There is that. Risk is involved. Bitcoin could go to zero tomorrow, but the history of Bitcoin has shown that it's gone up pretty significantly. Discipline was the word I was looking for, pretty significantly over time. And if you do it on a regular weekly basis like that, you don't beat yourself up over getting a bad price, or like you don't wait and to try to get a better price and then, oh, wait, now because you've waited, now the price has gone up even more. You just nail your purchases down on a regular basis every time you get a paycheck. And what I would recommend is you go to weusecoins.com. It's a great introductory website. There's a good video there and some info that'll kind of get your get the ball rolling on Bitcoin. And Cliff, thanks for the call tonight. I really do appreciate hearing from you. And thanks for the heads up. I had heard the story on the news about the water supply being poisoned, but I didn't catch which city it was, so I didn't realize it was Charleston. Of course, we're on in Charleston every night from 9-10 at night Eastern Time. So we continue here. If you've got an experience you want to share with us, you're in Charleston, as Tim is listening to WVTS on the FM band. Hey, Tim.
Hi, good evening. How are y'all doing?
Good. Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. I try to give a little bit of insight on what's been going down here in Charleston here.
Please do.
All right. Now, apparently, I don't have great sources on this stuff, but okay. Apparently, the chemical spill that ended up happening, this is stuff that it's in essence used to clean up coal. And coal is like the main money maker down here in West Virginia, if y'all didn't
know. That's right.
So, okay. Apparently, this stuff got into the water. They're saying anything from like 2,000 to 5,000 gallons of this chemical. And I forgive me for not knowing the term right off the bat. But 2,000 to 5,000 gallons, supposedly, from what I heard, got into the Elk River. Water company initially thought that they can take care of this, treat the water, get it clean. Well, come to find out, I guess they couldn't. So that's when about 5 p.m. yesterday, when something was made public, like, hey, don't drink the water, don't do this, don't do that type deal.
Mm.
So just weird stuff, man. It's nuts.
How's it affecting you? I mean, are you living in the affected area? And how?
I'm about 5 miles from where it happened. I still went to work today. Restaurants are closed. You can't get food anywhere because they can't clean up the dishes, obviously. With it.
Right, they can't do their dishes.
So imagine people are fleeing the area.
Yeah, that's probably true. And imagine trying to go out and buy water right now. What are the prices on bottled water? If you want to share a little bit more, Tim, you're welcome to hang on. Otherwise, thank you for the call tonight. More coming up here in moments. You can take control, and this is Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control here in the remaining moments. I'm not going to give you the number, though. If you're already on the lines, you'll have a chance to take control in these remaining moments. If you don't get in tonight, it's no big deal. We do the show 7 nights a week. So, yes, you can even call us on a Saturday or Sunday. Now, whether or not you get the show on your local talk radio station is another question. We do have over 135 stations coast to coast that take the show at various different times throughout the week, but not all of them take all 7 nights, all 3 hours per night. So if you're not getting all 21 hours a week of Free Talk Live on your local talk station, you can give them a call, talk to the program director during the business hours during the week, and ask him or her real nicely to add some Free Talk Live, or if they're already taking some Free Talk Live, to add some more Free Talk Live. And, of course, you can always get us online at freetalklive.com. So, anyway, feel free to reach out to us when the time is right. We're going to continue on with your calls here, and let's go right back into them. Tim is listening in Charleston. He was telling us about what it's like to be without showering water. You cannot drink the water in Charleston, West Virginia right now due to a spill. Apparently, there was, according to CNN, some sort of storage tank, a 35,000-gallon storage tank, that was spilled over with a chemical that is used in the coal industry. And it's now poisoned the water supply there. 4-methylcyclohexane methanol is what it is. And apparently thousands of gallons, 2,000 to 5,000 gallons, have allegedly spilled. And, Tim, you're saying restaurants are shut down. People cannot take showers. You can't drink the water from the tap. I mean, you're there. You said you're about 5 miles away from the spill site. And this is affecting you.
Yes. Now there are pockets of areas that are not run by West Virginia American Water. That water company, that's who has the problem. There's a handful of public like PSDs that do their own water off of smaller rivers and stuff around here.
And they're piping in the water from somewhere else, is what you're saying?
No. This water comes from different sources, not connected to the Elk or Kanawha River. So it's still clean. So the St. Aubins is about 10 to 15 miles away from Charleston, and their water for the most part is fine. A lot of Putnam County, which is about 15 to 20 miles west, a lot of their water is still fine. So in those areas, you still got the restaurants going, and those places are swamped.
I bet they are. Now, I imagine a lot of people are staying at relatives' houses and or using this as an excuse to take a vacation or whatever. But is it like a ghost town? I mean, this has happened since yesterday. So today, I imagine a lot of people weren't even going to their businesses. I mean, what's it like on the streets? Are there traffic jams of people trying to leave? Is it, like, real easy to get into town? What's it like?
I know. When I went into work this morning, I work right downtown. It was literally a ghost town going into work. Barely anyone was on the roads. Now, part of my job, I do some deliveries with my job, and I hit one stretch of town that there was a lot of traffic congestion because that section of town had two watering stations. So I unfortunately got off the exit and...
What is a watering station?
I guess FEMA ended up coming in and bringing in water. I guess a ton of water got trucked in via water buffaloes or bottled water, something like that. So there were water stations where you can go to and grab water, bring your own containers. Some of them had bottles. A lot of them ran out and stations had to be switched up and stuff. So obviously around the water stations, a lot of traffic.
Packed,
and then,
sure.
As I said, the areas that the restaurants are still running where water is still good, there's a lot of
non-stop
going on there.
Well, right, so if you go up to a tap and you turn the water on, you pour into a clear glass, what does it look like? The same as it would normally look like? It's like a invisible, you know, odorless kind of
It's not
poison?
Odorless from what I've heard. I've heard that the...
It's a licorice smell. It's very sweet, very sweet smell to it.
Which some people would like, other people will hate. I mean, some people seem to hate licorice. Either like a love
gross.
Or hate relationship with it. Tim, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts. Be safe out there, and thanks for the call tonight. Helen is also listening in Charleston, West Virginia, to WVTS. Hello, Helen.
Hello, and thank you for taking my call. I think Tim did a real good job of going over things, and I want to approach it from a different angle. Mine is, we've invested as a country all this money into Homeland Security, and I was affected, many of my family. Well, it was 10 hours before they reported this, and the level of frustration that comes with that is there's a centralized number that is supposed to be called anytime there is any chemical spill, which then, therefore, gets reported to the appropriate, you know, departments within the federal government so that we can get things like this handled and get executive level support out there and tell people. Well, when the news came out, it was an absolute disaster. It was 10 hours after, so people had already been exposed to this.
Ooh, wow. And, what is happening to people? I mean, the article from CNN says the hospitals are pretty loaded up, so, like, what are the effects?
Well, it causes headaches and eye and skin irritation and respiratory problems if you're, you know, you get prolonged exposure to this. And I have children, and when I heard about it, it had already been 10 hours, and the way that, the governor got on and talked about it, I think Joe Manchin I think he would have done a little bit more thorough job of just shutting this place down immediately and saying to the people, this is exactly who's affected, this is who is not affected, this is what you need to do, the information would have came out much sooner, and I'm just thinking about 10 hours think about small babies, people with respiratory problems. You know,
was the name you mentioned some other politician who's been in office there? I don't know all the politicians in.
Well, I just think that Joe Manchin, who is now
who
senator,
is that?
Joe Manchin used to be our governor.
I see.
Great at executive level orders like this. Our way is great too. I'm not.
You know, government tends to be kind of crappy just in general. Helen, I mean, your government's slow. It's plodding.
Yeah, but we were just like trying to argue about whether or not some glitter getting on you is somehow assault, and this is like your family has been exposed to a poison for 10 hours.
Yeah, but you better believe this corporation's not going to get charged with anything.
That's a huge deal, especially if you're not aware of it.
Where is Homeland Security?
Well, that's just it. If you're trusting the government to keep you safe, then you're going to be sorry. And I hope that you can keep the family healthy in this circumstance. And Helen, thanks for sharing your thoughts. I appreciate you calling in tonight. Let's go to James. He's also listening in Charleston, West Virginia, although listening on LRN. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, James, you know we're on the air there in Charleston, right, on WVTS?
Oh, I do, but, you know, I constantly have LRN streaming through my phone in the background at work.
I got you.
Home. So I just wanted to bring, I'm not sure if anybody else has brought this up yet, a little bit of redemption in the third act for Liberty, I guess, but some of the local hotels actually have opened up some rooms so that people can come in and shower.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
That was a nice little free
market. You mean the hotels that presumably are outside of the affected area? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes, exactly. In Huntington. Yeah, in Huntington, West Virginia, which is quite a bit of ways from Charleston. So
that's pretty cool. Are they charging for the showers, or is it just like you can just go in and use the shower?
They've opened up, from my understanding, they've opened up 3 or 4 rooms for people to come in and use, you know, I guess different
pretty
times.
Cool.
Not sure exactly
awesome.
How they run it, but I know that they are actually doing that as of now.
Thanks for sharing that, James. Anything else you want to get out there about your experience so far?
No, that's pretty much it. Well, the other caller brought up that there's different service districts, and that's true, but also what should be known is it's affecting a pretty wide area, you know, outside of Charleston. I'm about 10, 15 miles from Charleston, and you know, I can't use my water, so.
That's incredible. James, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Jane, listening in South Charleston to WVTS on the FM band. Hey, Jane.
Hi. I don't know if you realize, actually, the extent is Kanawha County itself is like 900 square miles, and mm-hmm. it includes the 8 counties around it. And we're talking downriver, maybe 40 miles. Besides the restaurants being closed, schools closed, hospitals and nursing homes are on water protocols. The animal shelter needs water. Livestock need to be watered. There's no water for them. The name of the chemical is crude 4-methylcyclohexane methanol.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have a problem with how long it took for the information to be released. What started it is there are thousands of retired and active chemical workers in this area. They noticed an odor in the air and started calling 911. That got the Environmental Protection Agency onto it. The company did not immediately report the spillage. And that's a problem. They didn't have a material safety data sheet.
Jane, thank you. I wish we had more time. We're out of it for tonight, but you can call us tomorrow. I appreciate it. It's Free Talk Live.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snorting!
You make them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yay!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do, we know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold, use as directed.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.